Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, it's our Tulane Tuesday segment and is brought to you by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana. Head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, Coach John Summerall. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
I appreciate you having me on, buddy. It helps me know what day of the week it is being on with you guys. I know it's Tuesday now.
That's pretty good. Coach, Bobby and I were talking about this today. In your practice sessions leading up into Ole Miss this coming Saturday, the physicality of the practices, and are you trying to sort of put it almost like the same way you would do it during the season? Because we all creatures of habit. We do things on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, sort of the same. So is that the same way you approach this as you – you know, getting met up Saturday with the first time the Green Wave's ever been in this 12-team playoff outlet?
Yeah, very much so. Last week we treated it kind of like a bye week after our conference championship game. Our guys had finals for their schoolwork and semester-ending work. So got last week, the guys lifted some. They did a little bit of running and some meetings, but no real practice trying to really do two things. One, help them get their bodies back, but also make sure they finish strong academically in all their finals. And then we had a Saturday practice, which was kind of like a Monday for us. It would be a week out from the game just to get the guys moving around. And they're off on Sunday. Yesterday was a normal Monday, and today was a normal Tuesday for us, which meant today's our most physical practice of the week. Shoulder pads, pads popping, a lot of first and second down base run plays on both sides of the ball, trying to make sure we're fitting and running good. And then tomorrow we'll wear our shoulder pads for about half the practice, and the second half pull them off to make sure the guys are fresh and fast for Saturday. But really very much so in a normal game week right now.
Coach, you'll always be remembered here as a guy that, you know, it's unprecedented ground Green Wave football is in right now. And, you know, what Coach Fritz did was fantastic and a huge win against USC in the Cotton Bowl. But you were able to take it to another level. And I think it's all that part of it's always going to be appreciated by fans. But how you left with such class and then giving back to Tulane in your contribution yesterday, I think you'll always be remembered. Not only for what you did as a coach for this team, but what you did to sort of make the exit as palatable as you could be, because it's never easy when you move, but what you did for this community and what you stood up for this community many times.
Well, I appreciate it. Look, it's not always about what you do. It's how you do it, too. And anytime you enter into a place, you want to enter the right way. But just as importantly, anytime you leave a place, you want to leave the right way, too. And this place has done a lot for me and my family. You know, I got my first full-time FBS assistant coaching job right here at Tulane. I was the co-defensive coordinator for 3 years between 2012 and 14. And so my first full-time FBS job as an assistant, Tulane. And then, you know, a decade later, they gave me the opportunity to come back and be the head coach. And so, man, this city means a great deal to us. Tulane means a great deal to us. My oldest two kids, they were born at Jefferson Hospital on or Ochsner Hospital out on Jefferson Highway, I should say. And so we got a lot of great friendships, relationships, and memories from our time at Tulane, both stops, and a lot of friendships. And, look, we're going to miss it here. We want to see Tulane continue to have success on and off the field. And I can assure you we'll be back for as many Mardi Gras and Jazz Fest as we can be.
There you go. Coach, in game one against Ole Miss, the one thing that stood out to me was the passing game wasn't there. And I understand Retzloff had, you know, he basically calling it just got here. And he got off to a quick start. A lot of it had to do with his feet and being able to move around the pocket. But one thing that stood out to me in watching that game again is your receivers had some difficulties getting open downfield against the Ole Miss defenders. Almost like they were stuck to him, like Velcro. That can't happen this time. The passing game has got to be much better than it was in game one against the Rebels.
Yeah, we didn't create great separation on the perimeter offensively. We got to do a better job there. We dropped two third downs that would have been conversions as well. And our rhythm and timing wasn't great. You know, I think we started 0-11 throwing a football in that game. Like, you're not gonna win doing that. And so we got to get open. We got to make the routine throw and catch better. We have to create some separation. We got to make the contested catch. And we got to throw a good catchable football when those opportunities are there. You know, we were not in rhythm or in sync that day. Some of it had to do with Ole Miss. They're really good on defense, but we have to play a lot better in our own regard.
You know, Coach, staying with the Tulane offense, I wanted to ask you about the rushing attack. It feels like the emergence of Jamari McClure kind of late in the season. Mike has talked about it multiple times where he's gone over 400 yards in the last four games. He's been the leading rusher in each of those games, but also the commitment to running the football. And we saw that in the American Athletic Conference championship game against North Texas, where he just pounded it down the Mean Green's throat, so to speak, with that rushing attack. Being able to run the football, and as Mike had mentioned earlier about the physicality, win up front against this Ole Miss defense is going to be critical. You keep that offense from Ole Miss off the field in the process. You kill some clock. You limit the possessions. You make every possession critical. But being able to run the football is going to be huge in this game.
Yeah, you got to be able to run to win. You know, we say all the time, you can throw to score. Throw to score the game, or you want to maybe throw the football to score in big plays, but when you want to win a game, you got to be able to run the football. And to control the flow of the game, you got to be able to run it on your terms. And we've done it well the last few weeks. I think one thing that's been interesting this year is it's been a different guy a lot of times. Like you said, most recently it's been Jamari's kind of show. At different points of the year, you saw, Gordon, our youngster from Georgia, kind of take over. And then you've seen due to Arnold Barnes have his shots, Zuberi Mobley had his times with the carries. Jake Retzlaff at times has been our leading rusher. And so we've done it a lot of different ways. Jamari's really been sort of featured guy as of late. But running the football is going to be pivotal for us to have any opportunity to win this game.
Coach, on the flip side of that, I think what gets underrated or not talked about a lot is what Lane Kiffin's offense has done running the football at Ole Miss. And he's run the football a lot more than he's thrown it every year he's been at Ole Miss. And now you go up against Kawan Lacy. He's a bit of a hammer as a back in that he can kind of beat you up a little bit, and then he sort of lulls you to sleep, and he makes a big play. I think for Ole Miss, you've got to be able to shut down the running game. And this might sound crazy, but say, you know what? If Chambliss is going to beat us, let him do it. But we're not going to have Lacy be the guy that's the catalyst and run this football 25 to 28 times and just beat us up front.
Yeah, he's a really good running back. He's dynamic. He creates big plays. You know, the first time we played him, Chambliss really beat us with his legs. The quarterback running kind of was the backbreaker for us a lot of the time, but we were keyed in pretty good on Lacy. He's a phenomenal back, though. He's a big-time player. Got a lot of respect for how he plays the game. He's got great athleticism and speed, but he's also physical and downhill and runs behind his pads. Their run game, I think a lot of people get caught up with the tempo and the shot throw plays, but their run game is really what's been a difference maker for them the last few years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Trinidad Chambliss, okay, because before the season started, we went to Manning Passing Academy, me and Charlie, and we interviewed who we thought was going to be the starter,
yep.
Austin Simmons. I told Charlie, I'm going to interview that guy. And he was like, who is it? I said, that's Austin Simmons from Ole Miss. I know he's going to get coached by Kiffin, so I know he'll do really, really well. And so we interviewed him, and he was very confident, southpaw, big, big young man that can really rifle it. And then all of a sudden he goes down to an injury, and then Chambliss comes in, and his first start was against the Green Wave. So you look at him differently today than you looked at him back then. Because of the fact, one, you've played him before, but you got a lot of tape on what Chambliss can do really well and some of the few things he maybe can't.
Yeah, his first start was the week before us. They played Arkansas, and he really got off in that game. And then the next week, we went into our game. They didn't name a starter until right before the game for the game. And I had a feeling they were going to play him based off of how he had played against Arkansas. Man, he has really played at a high level all year. And they're different players, you know. Obviously, one's left-handed, one's right-handed, one's a little bit shorter, quicker in short area movements. That'd be Trinidad. Simmons is a longer movement type guy. But this Trinidad Chambliss kid, man, when he decides to run the football, he's a serious threat. He gets vertical in his rush lanes. He doesn't go side to side. He tries to get downhill on you. And he's kind of a nuisance, man. He's an aggravating player. He just keeps the chains moving. He is a really, really good football player. And I think he's gotten better and better all year.
You know, Coach, we had Michael Pratt on Saturday for a special edition of Sports Talk with Bobby and Mike. That was a lot of fun. But when they had asked him, you know, Tulane big underdogs for this matchup, what is the biggest key as far as pulling off the upset? The very first thing that he said was turnover differential. Obviously, +5 and turnover differential like you were in the AAC championship game, that would be awesome, but it's a little bit more random than that. Yeah, you know, different things will happen in any given game, but the importance of the turnover margin in this game and being able to create some extra opportunities for your offense while taking away opportunities for Ole Miss, it's just going to be huge in this game.
Yeah, the turnover margin is always critical. You know, it's always a determining factor in winning and losing games. It's our key to victory every week, number one. We have three each week, but turnovers is always number one. And so You know, I think for us, I've already told our team, we want to win this game, we got to go plus two. Like, we got to get two off of them and give zero away if we have any hope of winning this game. That's what we got to do, and it's pretty simple. And so, you know, if we don't take care of the football and get it back for our offense, it's going to be a long day. So turnovers are going to be, you know, huge in the outcome of this game.
Because of Chambliss's running skills, I think a lot of it is almost like playing a team that would run the triple option or what you see an Army or Navy do. Hey, don't get out your lanes. You know, you got to be focused and you got to be disciplined not to over pursue that, because he's the type of guy that can just cut it back inside and make a big play. Now that you've got a good look at him, I think defensively how you play him, and he throws a lot of stuff off the waggle too. I think that's the other part with him. But being disciplined against a guy that could take off and run, and he had great success in the first game against you, I think is also a critical point here defensively.
No question. Like I said earlier, I believe where he creates run plays that are explosive is getting vertical fast. You know, he when he steps up in the pocket to scramble and then gets going north and south fast, that's when he usually has big run plays. Him going east and west, he's got enough speed to beat you, but his instinct and knack for getting vertical and attacking you right now and gaining yardage immediately, I think's really what makes him unique and sets him apart.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. I'm going to tell you this. I hope we get to talk next Tuesday after a W.
Man, hey, I'm going to put it on the calendar, cuz. I hope we're talking next Tuesday as well.
Thank you, Coach. We really appreciate it. And roll wave.
Roll wave. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Coach.
All righty. That was the Tulane head football coach, John Sumrall. Our Tulane Tuesday is brought to you by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.